Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The Greek word doxa is the same word which gives us our English word doxology. Yet Bible scholars are somewhat at a loss to explain what the glory of God really is. Roy Brill was a veteran missionary and conference speaker, a godly man with a full head of white hair which made him look like a patriarch. One day we were talking and I asked, "Roy, do you understand what the glory of God is?" This elderly man of God began to blush as a schoolboy who had been asked a question he should easily have been able to answer but couldn't, then said, "For more than 50 years I have been trying to understand the glory of God, and I still haven't been able to fully fathom it." Can anyone ever fathom God's glory? The shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem didn't understand God's glory either, but they encountered it, and so had Roy Brill. There are some marvelous things in life which you encounter, but you can't fully explain. Try describing the smell of a rose or the crispness of fresh mountain air as the sun rises in the eastern sky. Try to explain the marvel of a baby's smile, or tell me exactly what love is. Some things are better encountered than explained. So is it with the glory of God. It was simple herdsmen, uneducated, without university credentials, hard-working, ordinary laborers, who were privileged to encounter the glory of God when angels announced that a Savior was about to be born in the city of Bethlehem. In his book, Transformed by His Glory, Charles Ryrie says, "The glory of God means the awesomeness, splendor, and importance of God seen in some way." There is one thing for sure. When sinful man has an encounter with the Almighty in His glory, his life will never be the same. The shepherd who experienced the glory of that first Christmas came and worshiped the child which had been born in Bethlehem, then began to spread the word that God had sent a Savior in the person of this child, the one born in the stable that night outside of Bethlehem. The difference between the glory of God and our human concept of glory is that God's glory is vitally connected with His character and His person, which includes His holiness and His nature too. For example, when Isaiah had a marvelous encounter with God and beheld His glory, he immediately cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." The glory of Christmas, which touched the lives of the humble shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem, is still with us. I see it in the lives of men and women who let God touch their lives through His Son, Jesus Christ. I see men and women who have known only anger and bitterness in life learn tenderness and compassion. I see the hardened crust of life begin to peel away layer by layer as the Holy Spirit works in a life and transforms someone from being selfish to being kind. I see the glory of God reflected in the lives of just plain ordinary people who are gently but powerfully changed by the Spirit of God. Would you like to see the glory of God? Then look in the pages of the New Testament. Read them, study them, and ask God to touch your life with His glory. Come with faith and expectancy, and you will find your life will never be the same. The glory of God's touching humanity is still the greatest force in all our world. It is the true glory of Christmas.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.